Hello.
Hi, Brandon. It's Nadine. I'm so sorry. My whole computer, like, just shut down. I'm like, oh, my God, what happened?
All right. Where I'm at, I have bad service.
I'm like, I hope he does not think I hung up on you, because I was like, Brandon.
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. So, just going back, your last name. It's just for the account purpose.
Smith.
Okay. All right. And then the best phone number for us to contact you, and this is the number where we're going to list you at, is the 517-392-5674.
Yes.
And that's a number that you can also receive text messages to as well?
Yes.
Perfect. Well, we're on the phone right now. I'm going to send you over these two text messages. So the first one is going to have my contact information, Nadine Medina, with my phone number and my extension, okay? So that you hold on to that for your records. Now, the second text that you'll be receiving is going to have the number to our customer service department. Anytime you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service. And we are always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So you're 3 hours ahead of us, right? So we're always going to be here for you, 10 to 7. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Now, let me just get those sent over to you. I don't know why my computer's slower than molasses today. What's going on? Are we already on vacation mode or something? Now, the only days I will tell you that we are not here, Brandon, is going to be Christmas Day and New Year's Day, because that's the only holidays that we're observing for the remainder of this year. Okay? So just an FYI. All right.
Okay.
Let me know once you receive these text messages. Hopefully your reception, you can receive them right away. So there goes the first one.
It just takes a minute for it to connect to this tower.
No worries. And then I'm just going to be verifying information regarding the business, because we want to make sure that we're listing you accurately. Okay. So there goes the second text. All right. Perfect. Now, I have the business name showing as 517 Handyman, which is one word, and then it shows LLC. Is that how you want it to be listed?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, Google's going to send out that PIN code to you, right, in the mail. It's going to look like a postcard. What address do you want them to send it to? Remember, it can't be a P.O. box, and the address will not show anywhere on Google.
It's 4385.
Uh-huh.
Crane Road. C-R-A-I-N.
Okay.
And then Onondaga, which is O-N-O-N.
D-A-G-A.
Yeah.
And I showed the zip code as 49264. Is that correct?
Yes.
No unit number, anything like that, right?
Nope.
Perfect. Okay. Now, I'm going to make sure that that address is hidden. Now, we're going to go over billing, Brandon. So the card that you're using today for the payment, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's in the business name. Oh, I think it's in both. Let me look at it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in both.
In both. Is your name only Brandon Smith on there, or is there like a middle initial?
Middle initial K.
K. Okay. And then it has it listed with the LLC, the 517 Handyman LLC on there too?
Yes.
Okay. Same billing address as your home address as well?
Yes.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
I believe it's a MasterCard. The two circles. Yeah.
Yeah, usually it starts with a 5 if it's a MasterCard.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what are the numbers when you're ready?
5347.
Okay.
4017.
Mm-hmm.
7037.
Okay.
3679.
Expiration month and year?
1028.
And the CVV code on the back?
667.
I'm going to put a security question on your account here with us. You have the choice that it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
mother's maiden name will be fine.
And what was her maiden name?
Pierce. P-I-E-R-C-E.
Perfect. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification, and it's because I have you at a pricing program that we don't typically advertise. What it's going to do, Brandon, is just going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well that we're sending in writing along with your invoice. Now, when I'm walking you through it, Brandon, please, if there's something you don't understand, just stop me so this way I can go back and review it and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Okay.
It's okay. Please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
517 Handyman LLC. Handyman with a capital H.
Yes. And it's all together, the 517 and Handyman as one word, correct?
Correct. And then LLC is all caps yes. Letters, and it's a space between Handyman, 517.
Perfect.
Handyman.
Thank you. Please state your name and title within the business.
Brandon Smith, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Brandon, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, do keep in mind, you might get someone calling you that's trying to sell you another type of online product. Brandon, they are not associated with our company. We will never call you to ask you to spend more money, okay, than the $249 a month. If you're unsure if it's us or not, just pick up the phone and just say, you know, just ask them, what's my security question? And they will hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us, okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Also, basically, if anybody else calls me and I decide to enter in, I have to let you know.
Yeah, what we're saying here is this. We're not saying you can't do additional marketing. We're just saying that before you do, just give us a quick call so we can make sure that we are not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
I understand.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is December 5th, 2023, and the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. What that means, Brandon, is that your second payment will be charged on January 5th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fifth day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is a number that I texted you, 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel, Brandon, all we ask is that you at least call 3 business days before that billing is due so that you don't get charged. So you already know, just call 3 business days before the 5th if you need to cancel or pause it. Okay, so that way you don't get charged. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm updating the package. I'm processing the payment. In a few minutes, you're going to get your receipt sent to you via text as well as in an email. We send it to both, and we'll go over it in a couple minutes. Now, right now, I just also sent your client interview invite. So that's going to be for tomorrow. I put you down between 4 and 5 o'clock. Is that still a good time for you for your client interview?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, tomorrow, we're going to be calling you from an 877 number. So what you want to do is you want to make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. We're also going to send you a reminder, Brandon, an hour before your client interview, just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour in case you forget. If for some reason you're still on the phone, or let's say you're in the middle of something, just pick up the call when we call you and just say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes, and we will call you right back. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if I am not on another call, okay, I will be the one calling you for your client interview, just an FYI.
Okay.
Okay? So let me just go back here. Okay, can you, it masked out the numbers. I can't see all the numbers on the MasterCard. I only have your expiration as October 28th, and the security code is 667. Are those two correct? Okay. I only showed 3679. Can you repeat the MasterCard number back to me? Because I think I might have put it in wrong, because it says I have something invalid.
5347.
Okay.
4017.
Uh-huh.
7037.
Okay.
3679.
5347-4017-7037-3679.
Yes.
Okay. Man, you better go hit the machines or something with all those sevens.
Yeah. I gave up gambling a while ago.
So did
I. I'll just work hard instead.
So did I. I'm like, you know what? I work hard for my money, and I don't know if I'm too happy when I put in the money and then I don't get it back. I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll just work hard and spend it that way, right? I don't feel so bad. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Now, let's just go over just a few notes for the technician, just so that they know where to start from. So you want me to list cabinetry and what else, hon, under your services? Carpentry is another one, or no?
Carpentry, cabinetry, remodels, kitchen.
Okay.
Bath. That'll probably be...
Okay. And this is just to give them somewhere where to start from. Now, of course, they'll go over more in detail with you. Now, is that for both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
I'm just doing residential right now.
Residential only. Okay. Awesome. And then I'm putting in here, let's see, this is going to be tomorrow, which is Wednesday, is your client interview. That's the 6th. Okay. Hold on. You said 4 to 5, right?
Say that again?
You said 4 to 5 is when you wanted your client interview, correct?
Yeah, and that's 4 to 5 my time, right?
Yes. So hold on.
Perfect. That's good, because that's pretty much when I get done with.
Yeah, I put you for 5 to 6. Let me change it real quick.
Either
so disregard. Well, do you want to keep the 5 to 6, or do you want me to put it to 4 to 5 so that way I can fix it in the system? Because you're 3 hours ahead of us. 5 to 6?
Yeah, 5 to 6
okay.
Is fine, yeah.
Give you a little bit more time. Okay. That was my mistake.
Pretty much cut
my
out
apologies.
At 4, so at least I'll, okay. I'll probably be sitting at home at that time.
Okay. And then now also, so this is just to help us get you verified faster. We're going to require, and we sent you an email on it too in a text, just to upload some pictures of some of your tools, your work equipment, a picture of your workspace. I know you said my garage is dirty, but just send a picture of where you store the tools. Not a big deal. Okay?
Yeah.
We've seen worse.
Yeah. Well, I have them in my car right now because I'm using my enclosed trailer
okay.
to take a bunch of scrap.
So if you need it, it's just wherever you store it. Wherever you store it. Now, are you licensed and insured? It's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit.
No, I'm not licensed and insured yet.
In process? Oh, good for you. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Now, another thing that you can send us too, like if you have business cards that you hand out, send us a photo of that, right? If you do invoices, send us a blank invoice. Those are just some items that you can send, and we give you a list. Whatever ones you don't have,
yeah,
Brandon, don't worry about it.
I use Jobber for invoicing, so I can
Oh, nice. Yeah, if it has your business logo on there, whatever, send us a picture of that. Because these will help us get you listed a lot faster as least verified, okay? Okay. Now, your Facebook page, you said you did create one for the business, or did I did I hear you wrong?
Yeah, I did. I did.
You did. Okay, let me see if I can find it on my Facebook. And then I know earlier you had mentioned to my rep that you're targeting, I think you mentioned 35 miles. Is that where you want to keep it at? 35
yeah,
miles?
Yeah, roughly, yep.
Okay.
Where I live is in between Jackson and Lansing, so.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much that area.
Okay, perfect.
I'm in the middle
so
of nowhere.
So just so you know, too, you're like, I'm in the middle of nowhere. Just so you know, too, right, that you could always target, like, if you wanted to target, let's just say you wanted to go up to 50 miles, you can do that, too. I mean, that's the furthest that those ads will target is 50 miles. Okay. And is the 517 listed as one word?
Yeah, 517 handyman, just like I told you for the Google listing.
Okay. I'll keep looking for it because for some reason, I wonder if it has, well, oh, maybe because I didn't put the LLC capitalized. Duh. Let me try that. I know sometimes these things are case sensitive. Okay. So on your Facebook page, just so you know, you're just going to add us on as managers, not owners. You have full ownership of your page. Okay. It's just so that way we can manage the Facebook ads. And then I have your website here that we're going to attach. When we're communicating with you, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
All three is fine.
Okay. And then what? Okay, so we would be listing your phone number, right? Now, we can, if you want, we can add a tracking number that's linked to your phone, and it comes with an app that you download from the App Store that allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls if a spam call comes in. Do you prefer that it be your phone number listed there, or are you interested in a tracking number? Totally up to you.
It would be good to do a tracking number because then I'll know it's coming from Google.
Yeah, we can definitely do the tracking number. And what's cool about it is because you could track all your calls, right? And even if a spam call came in, you can block it. And it's less likely for you to get a bunch of spam calls because it's a tracking number. If at any time you decide, I don't want the tracking number anymore, just tell us and then we'll remove it and revert it back to your number. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you want me to put yes?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then hours of operation. Are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
It changes. I'll just do Monday through Saturday for now.
Okay. Typically what time?
Based on weather sometimes. So.
I hear you. Typically, what are your times?
I think I put 9 to 7.
9 to 7? Is that what you put on the Angie's maybe?
Yeah, I think so. I've changed that because I haven't really actually used that.
No.
Because I've been busy.
Okay.
But.
I'm going to put 9 to 7 then. And then what are your forms of payments that you accept? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, credit cards?
Credit cards, cash, check, cash.
Cash, check, credit cards. Anything else? Or that's it?
Cash App, too.
Oh, Cash App?
I do.
Okay.
I do. My bank does offer Zelle, so I guess I could do Zelle, too. I've never used it, though.
It goes straight into your account.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want, let's say once you set that up and you want us to add the Zelle on there, too, we can do that. In the meantime, I can leave it as just cash, check, credit cards, and Cash App. Is that
okay.
How you want it? Okay.
Yeah, that works.
All right. So just a few more things I need to go over with you, and we're all done. So I need you to find through your email or through your text message, I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. It would have came either before or after your welcome one. And it'll say, Dear or thank you, Brandon, or hello, Brandon. Thank you for choosing Local Splash, a copy of your invoice. Okay.
Initial invoice?
Yes, sir, that one. So when you open it up, it's going to take you, it'll say, please click here. So you're going to click on that. Takes you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Okay? So this is everything that is under the services that we're providing. So the Google Business Profile optimization. You're going to have full access as the ownership to that profile page. We are only going to be listed as managers, okay? Directory submissions is part of your package. The customized website doesn't apply to you because you already have your website. So we want to make sure if it's yours that's connected, okay? Now, okay. Facebook page access and Facebook ads. You're just going to add us on as managers, not owners, just managers so we can manage your Facebook ads. We're not doing your posting. Now, Google Ads and Google Guaranteed are other products that we do assist with. If you ever want to kind of discuss those, Google Guaranteed is a pay-per-lead program that Google offers, right? And there's certain requirements for that. It's an excellent program, I'll tell you that much. It's way different from the Angie's Leads. These are direct calls that come to you, and you don't share them with anyone. Now, Google Workspace, they might offer that to you during your client interview. You don't have to do it because I think you already have one. It has, like, your name with your business name as your email.
I started it. I just never finished it.
Yeah. So you could just tell them, no, thank you, already have it, right? Because if we do it, it's an additional cost. Now, advanced reporting system is part of your program. Live client support, you see our number listed there in our hours Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. We do communicate through text message. Delivery dates is what I want to go over with you. So starting from tomorrow, once they verify all your information that you and I went over, we're moving. So 6 to 10 days, you're going to receive that PIN code in the mail. There have been some cases, though, that you might be able to get a text, but that's always based off of Google, you know, what they want to do, right? But typically it's going to be the PIN code in the mail that you'll get within 6 to 10 days. 5 to 7 days, you'll be listed in all the directories, and we're going to also send you your login credentials to start tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live. Those will be up and running. In our terms and conditions, it's always stated that the first page placement, our promise is 30 to 45 days. We do like to underpromise and overdeliver. Now, Brandon, sometimes I have seen where it's happened sooner. So we'll be sending you notifications as well as these things are being processed, okay? So you're aware of the work that we're doing. Under payments, it states that you pay $249 today to activate your services. How we break it down, we take $100 that we allocate to your Facebook ads that we are managing. You will never incur additional click fees or anything like that because you're paying a flat rate. And as you see the monthly after, $149 plus the $100, $249. You know that'll never change because it's every month after that. That's what it's going to be. Seasonal hold cancellations call 3 business days before the billing is due so you don't get charged. Where it says mobile phone, it's your phone number that we have listed there. The box underneath, you're going to click that, yes, you agree to receive text messages sent to your phone number. You'll click on the little box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. All the information is true and correct. At the bottom where it's asking you to sign your name, you're going to type your name exactly as it reads there. Brandon, beautiful. No period after the K because it's super sensitive. And then you're just going to click on confirm signature. Now, it should open up a page asking you to enter username and password. Let me know when you see it.
Okay.
And then I'll explain what that is.
Okay.
Okay. Username and password. This is where you would go in and track your results with us. We don't have your username or password yet because they're going to be creating that. So you'll get an email from us within 5 to 7 days with that username, password, and this link. So this way, and you can also update it to a password of your choice, okay? But this is where you go in and track your results with us, all right? Mm-hmm. Now, let me see what else I'm missing here. So I think, yep, it looks like that's it. So that's done. Your Facebook page, I can't find it.
Let's see if I can find the link to it. Cause I don't know if I set up a regular one or what.
No worries. Yeah, because I'm like, I'm typing it in exactly as you told me to. Let me see if I can pull it up like this.
View tools, create.
Usually if you go to your settings to the very bottom, it'll give you like a link.
Yeah, page link.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't set up a 517 handyman. It's got a bunch of weird numbers, so copy.
Well, okay, so you didn't set it up?
No, I set it up. It just does, you know how you can do like a personalized URL?
Oh, got it. Okay, yeah, if you send me the link, you could just copy it and then text it, just respond to one of those text messages that I sent you, and then I'll get the link and I can just pop it in there so that way they know exactly, because I want to make sure they use the, they run the app on the right one. You know what I mean? Just so that they're aware. And then, yeah, and they'll go over like all the rest of, they'll just, what they're going to really be doing is re-verifying information that you and I verified, because they want to make sure I listed everything accurately. And then they're going to go over way more in detail with you as far as like the keywords and search terms and stuff like that. Okay. And then let's put yes on here. And then there's also that one email that says action photos needed. So again, off of that list, just whatever you have, send us pictures. What you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay.
I have pictures I already tried to send, but it says draft. I don't think I have service to send it right now.
Okay. No worries. Once you do, then send it to us. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I just got your link right now. Perfect. Nice. These pictures look so good. You've done really good content on this. Good job. Good job putting current content. I'm going to tell you, I see so many Facebook pages that it's like they haven't posted on there since like a year ago. And it's like, oh my gosh, if you can at least post once a month, then you're good at the very least. But what a big difference. Oh, my gosh. You know,
oh, yeah,
you're right.
The remodels, yeah.
Yeah, it's like without having to, like, do all this stuff, I mean, sometimes it's just the most simplest things that you would be surprised. My sister-in-law got her kitchen remodeled, and she just removed this one part. It was kind of like a half wall, I guess, or a quarter wall. I don't know. It was weird. Just by her removing that, she was able to extend her cabinets and put this beautiful ground. Like, I mean, it looks like a whole different kitchen. Whole different kitchen. And it's the same size.
I'm in the Google verification.
Uh-huh.
It says email, name. Oh, this is my information?
On which one, hon? Are you looking at which email?
It says local/Google verification. Please use this form to supply all necessary documentation.
Oh, yeah. So do you see the link there?
Oh, okay.
So it gives you a list of pictures.
Stuff in there.
Yes, just upload the pictures there, because this is what's because, you know, Google's cracking down, right, is what they're doing. So what they're doing is they're, like, separating how I say the cream from the fat. They're getting rid of the guys that are illegitimate, that are, you know, trying to verify on Google. They're separating them from taking business away from you guys that are. So that's why Google's now implemented all these different requirements. So the good thing about working with us is because we handle it, and because of the fact that we're a channel partner, it just makes it easier for you, put it that way, because we have a representative. So any issues that might be happening, like I have a guy just a couple weeks ago, he was having problems with his video verification. He's like, I keep uploading it. It's not working. So, I mean, one of our reps got on the phone with him right away, and it was submitted. So, I mean, they're pretty quick. We're really responsive, because we want to make sure that you're successful with our program too, because that even equals our success, right?
Yeah.
But I want to be the first to congratulate you, Brandon, and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super excited for you. I'm really excited, and it was been my pleasure to be able to speak with you. Did you have any other questions before I let you get back to work now, since I've taken up enough of your time?
No, I think it was pretty self-explanatory. I understand what you guys are going to do for me. So.
I'm super excited for you. So we'll talk to you tomorrow. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting when it's time for your client interview, I will actually be the one calling you to introduce you to your technician. Okay. And if I'm not available, then they're just going to call you directly, but we'll send you that reminder an hour before. Okay. And it'll be from an 877 number that we're calling you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a good rest of the day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, Brandon.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.